I remember as I was growing up, my parents would have me help out with different things around the house, whether it was helping clean things in the house or helping with yard work or just different things around there, and I do them. But I remember that it took me a little while to understand that I couldn't always expect some sort of praise or reward for every little thing that I did. At times I remember asking, pretty much saying, oh, look, I did this. Tell me I did a good job. Let me know that I did good. And what do I get for that? All these different things. And it took me a while, but my parents taught me, helped me to understand that, well, no, this is part of what you're doing, part of a family. I don't need to expect necessarily a reward or some sort of praise for every little thing that I've done. Now, it feels good when we're recognized. We all know that it feels good to have, especially after we do something maybe a little more difficult, a little hard work. We appreciate being shown that appreciation for what we have done. But when it's really a part of our job, we can't really expect that. And so I'm glad that I learned that early on, because really when you think about that, that's kind of about a part of humility. Being able to recognize that, okay, I'm doing my part. I'm doing what I need to do. I don't need to receive all these accolations because I managed to do these little jobs here and there. And that's really what Jesus is getting at with this parable about, not really a parable, but talking about this servant and how we wouldn't expect to tell, a person, all really, oh, good job doing all these things for something that they were simply, that was their job. That was what they were expected to do. Wouldn't expect to, to praise a person, a servant, for doing what he was commanded to do. And so that's what Jesus is reminding us of, this humility and what it is that we are asked to do. Now, the reason why he's bringing this up, the reason why he's saying all this, is to help his apostles understand better what faith is. You may notice at the beginning of the gospel, the apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith. Now, we don't know exactly where this is, where this is coming from. Why is it that they felt the need to have their faith increased? We don't know quite what the reasoning was. But we can assume from Christ's response to this, that they were probably doing it more out of their ego. They wanted to have this increase of faith to be able to say, oh, look how faithful I am. How great I am. I'm following this great rabbi. I'm following the Messiah. I'm doing this. I'm helping with all these miracles. I was right there with all these different things. And look at my faith. Look at this faith that I have in God. But Jesus is making them kind of take a step back, wait, hold on a moment, and let's look at what faith really is. Faith needs to be connected with humility, Jesus teaches us. So that even that faith, he says that faith the size of a mustard seed, even though it's just a tiny, tiny little bit, true faith, faith based on humility, we'd be able to move mountains, be able to do wondrous things, Christ says. Humility allows us to realize that in our faith, it's not anything that we're doing. It's not anything like, oh, good job, you got good faith there. It's all from God. Everything that's happening is God. God doing these wondrous things in our lives. True faith is realizing that we can't tell God what to do. We can't tell God here's my plan, God. Here's what I want you to do. Can you do something about this? No. Having that humility. Faith, trust in God. And so Jesus uses this image of this servant to help illustrate to us that our faith, again, it's not about our egos. It's not about, wow, that person has a lot of faith. About being able to kind of blow our own horn about having this great faith. Rather, it's simply having that humility. Trusting that God is taking care of us. So we can't really take any... we can't expect any rewards for simply following our faith. Doing what God asks us to do. As Jesus tells us, we've done all that we have been commanded, we can simply say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. We simply did what it is that God wants of us. That is that faith. Following Christ. Following God. That's why in our first reading from the prophet Habakkuk, we hear about all these people who are essentially arguing with God, basically saying, God, why aren't you listening to us? Why are all these bad things happening? Why are all these evil things happening in your sight? Why don't you do something about this? And God responds, telling the prophet, continue to have faith. For it is those who have faith, knowing, trusting that God is going to come and help them, even in the midst of hardships, of bad things happening. Even in the midst of all of this, we can still trust that God will be with us. That God will protect us. That is that faith based on humility. That humility of trusting, completely giving it over to God. What this teaches us is encouraging us to have that faith. God will be with us. He will, when we are humble, He will increase our faith. And with it, we will be able to do wondrous things. Even moving mountains. Because we have that proper faith in Him.